There goes the late Nancy Griffiths. What a great song. From a Distance. Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. Live from the Holiday World Show. It is Saturday Live. I'm Robbie Fogarty. Ed Finn is here with me. We got another very exclusive guest who's joined us for a chat.
Yes, Robbie, we've kept the best till last. Yeah, Sharon from Croatia Tours has joined us. And, I mean, they've been operating to Croatia for 30 years. So they know a thing or two about the place, I think.
I'm sure they do. Fabulous holiday to give away. We'll give you another shot at that in a little while. But Sharon, Croatia is going to be a big destination in 23.
It is indeed, Robbie. We got off to a great start there the last few weeks. We still have people coming back that have repeat clients over the... We're in business 30 years, Robbie. And there's people who go back to it. Like, there's so many different destinations there to see. 7 airports, thousands of islands. So even though people have been to the main, like Dubrovnik and Split, they still want to try somewhere different. And then, you know,
I don't think people realise how much there is to see and do in Croatia. Sure, they don't. We kind of have to kind of re-educate ourselves.
I know. A lot of people just think of Croatia like that of just Dubrovnik, which is, you know, at the time, you know, that was the most well-known, and people would use that for a whole week's holidays of that. Now we would find for Dubrovnik that they go for, like, weekend breaks, but the majority of our clients will all book a twin or a triple centre holiday. Like, they will combine Dubrovnik and Split with an island. They would do Dubrovnik, Korčula, Split, Hvar, into one airport, out of the other. A lot of water sports, a lot of cycling holidays, walking holidays, coach tours, and then we do a lovely cruise, a deluxe superior 5-star cruise, which that takes in everything. I mean, you would never get to do or see what you would get to do on that in a week. You know, they would fly into either Dubrovnik or Split, and then the cruise, you would start your cruise there, and you would do 7 islands in the 1 week. You know, and it would dock every afternoon on a different island, on a Monday, Korčula, Tuesday, Mignette, Wednesday, Hvar. So you have a different afternoon on a different island. And it's, yeah, the best. If you want to try and get, you know, pack everything in and see as much as you can, I would recommend that. And then you can add on and spend a few nights at the end of it in one of the other cities, or you can just do the cruise and come back after a week.
What about value for money, like compared to Dublin? Are people getting better value in terms of food, eating out, hotel stays?
Yeah, I mean, Robbie, when I was there the last time I went to Viv, Sharon organised, I was in Vodice, Sibenik, Split, Zadar, and whereas Dubrovnik can be a little pricier, a bit kind of like Venice in a way, you know, because it suffered from over tourism for a while, but they've really sort of sorted that out now. There was a lot of cruises going there, and of course it's a huge destination on the cruise scene. But when you go travelling around Croatia, Zagreb, for example, really good value. Yeah, I mean, you must say. And it's like anything else. When you're in Dubrovnik, if you're in the main areas, you know, and you go a little bit off the beaten track, you'll get much better value. But what I love about it is it's that whole Mediterranean vibe. Again, you know, you're getting the beautiful wines, that Mediterranean food, sunshine, UNESCO heritage sites.
You keep coming back to this wine thing, Ed. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mean to whine about it, Robbie, but I'm whine on about it. But I've had a few organic, by the way, organic wine that I had, right? Which was really, really interesting. But aside from that, the offerings are great. And, you know, I mean, I'm a big Game of Thrones fan and I watch it all the time still. And, but, you know, the tours there that you do when you see the King's Landing and the fall, that was amazing. And I mean, the cruise Sharon talked about there earlier, I know people that did that, only 38 people, and it was like your own private little cruise, your own chef, and those are the things you can do there that I don't think you can do in a lot of other places.
Fabulous. I can imagine you sitting on that big Game of Thrones throne at home. Yes. On the weekends. Yeah, lovely to meet you, Sharon. Thank you so much.
Our office is on Pier Street. We do have a walk-in office. We're here at the show on Croatia.ie if anybody wants to log on to that. And we have some Croatian staff, so they are definitely, you know, specialised in it and are the experts. So, yeah, hopefully...
Of course, people can come down here to the Holiday World Show and get some info as well. Lovely to meet you. It's Saturday Live out and about at the Holiday World Show. I'll give you more details.